I'm Marianne. I'm sitting in for Carol today on Arts Live and Local. I welcome you to the show, and thanks to Carol for thinking of me. Not to worry, she'll be back in this slot exactly 1 week from today. But for the next hour, I have really interesting guests and lots of great information about things you are going to want to be doing this weekend. So we're going to listen to a little music from the North Coast Symphonic Band, and it's a little taste of why you're going to want to put them on your calendar. But it also gives you a moment to get a pencil and paper. You're going to need it. That was the North Coast Symphonic Band, and that was featuring one of our guests in the studio today, soloist Lauren Brady. But before we talk with our guests, I want to welcome you to Arts Live and Local, and to let you know that Arts Live and Local is brought to you in part by Columbia River Coffee Roaster, wholesaling fresh roasted coffee since 1992 at 279 West Marine Drive, the old Finnish meat market, with Three Cups Coffee House up front, espresso, coffee, homemade baked goods, Wi-Fi, and gifts. Open every day. So I do want to welcome North Coast Symphonic Band conductor David Becker and soloist Lauren Brady here in the studio to talk to us about a pretty exciting concert that's coming up here real shortly. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. Coming up on the 3rd, and according to my mathematic calculations, that's day after tomorrow, you're doing a Springtime in Paris concert at the Performing Arts Center, which is 16th and Franklin in downtown Astoria. It's going to be at 2 in the afternoon, so it's like a matinee.
Yes.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what we can look forward to hearing that day.
Well, from the title of our theme, Springtime in Paris, we want to kind of escape the gray skies, which have been here recently a lot, and take a little winter vacation, go to Paris, and enjoy some French music. So we'll be playing music from a wide historical variety, in it's all French, by famous and not so famous French composers. We've got music from the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th century. So it'll be a real mix, and nice, a lot of light numbers and a lot of orchestral transcriptions. Should be very enjoyable and fast paced and everything for the whole family.
And Lauren, you were featured on piccolo in that piece that we just listened to, but tell me a little bit about what you're going to be doing specifically at this concert on the weekend.
Well, so this concert, I will be playing the Doppler Hungarian Fantasy for flute with a band accompaniment. And so Franz Doppler was actually a composer for the Hungarian National Theater. He composed operas for them. So this particular piece has a very Hungarian feel to it with some kind of folksy elements. So it actually sounds a bit gypsy-ish in some parts, very moving melodies going back and forth with a sustained accompaniment underneath, and more dance-like towards the end of the piece, and very exciting and fast-paced. And actually, an interesting side note is that Franz Doppler had a brother, Carl, and they both traveled all over Europe, so I'm sure they spent time in Paris as well, playing orchestrations for flute. So it's theorized that this piece was written for him and his brother to play. And then it was later reduced to just one flute with piano, and then it was made into an orchestral arrangement, which we have adapted to band.
I'm excited that it's Hungarian music.
Yes, but you've zeroed in on the one piece in the program that isn't French.
Well, I also see, though, that we're going to hear some piece by Count Basie piece.
Well, that's because April in Paris is
in
the medley.
Know.
Okay.
We totally
it's a stretch to tie this in, but what I was thinking was that, you know, while we were in Paris, that we would probably want to drop into a Hungarian restaurant.
Absolutely.
At some point, and there would be, a gypsy violinist, or, you know, Lauren playing flute.
Mm-hmm. So, exactly.
I'm
we'll
with
make
you.
That work somehow.
It's a totally reasonable journey.
She's a wonderful player, and we're so delighted to have her as a member of the group, and she's not going to be here in the area much longer, and so we wanted to make sure we featured her again on a real showpiece for flute. This is a technical and musical showpiece, so I know the audience is going to really, really enjoy hearing her on this.
Well, I know that later this summer, the Coast Guard is going to whisk you and your family away from us and send you to some other lucky community. Are we going to get to squeeze in one more thing with Lauren before she leaves?
We may.
Every last drop.
I would say to all of you out there that this might be the perfect time if you want to be able to hear Lauren play live. We don't know. It might be the last chance. So I do want to remind you that it is the third. It is the third. That is Sunday, 2:00, Performing Arts Center. It's springtime in Paris, and it's sort of like the first daffodil that came up here. I know you've all seen it. Springtime in Paris, it's sort of a promise of something wonderful to come. Mm-hmm. So I think you're brilliant to have come up with this theme for the concert, and it sounds like it's going to be big fun. Now, there is an opening act for this, or an opening performance for this concert on Sunday, and it is Acoustica World Music, and that is, it says, reminiscent of Pink Martini. Features Dolores Levine on lead vocals. So we are really getting an extra bonus, musical bonus, at this concert on Sunday. So refreshments by Columbia River Coffee Roaster, underwriters of this program. For those of you who don't know, and it's high time you did know, the Performing Arts Center is on the corner of 16th and Franklin in downtown Astoria. A really sweet spot to be hearing this sort of a concert, I think. It's really intimate, but great acoustics, and just a perfect place for it. And also, I would direct everybody to the North Coast Symphonic Band website, because there we get to see some really lovely art that has been created in honor of this particular performance, and also all these details. So if you didn't take my advice and get a paper and pencil, you can always go to the North Coast Symphonic Band.org and find out all about the details of this particular concert. Is there anything else we really absolutely need to know?
Well, we've got a lot of fine players. There's some great talent here in the North Coast area. And
you were telling me between 45 and 55 members of the band at any given time.
Yes, and I mean it's all ages too. We have players in their 80s down to some very, very talented high school students. In fact, three of the high school students will be performing at the state solo contest in May. They won their district solo contest. Spencer Percy, Evan Carlson, and Doug Larkins from the North Coast area. And so.
And when is that? Where is that? Where do they go?
It's at Lewis and Clark College on May 4th. It's a statewide competition, but it's a big deal just to get into it. It's and they're very good players, and then we have sort of everything else in between: housewives and retired professionals and teachers and several retired band directors and a couple current band directors, and so it's a really nice mix of folks that get together Monday nights just for the love of playing music and sharing it with the community.
And make some really great music. It would be fun to have you bring the kids back here after that experience, and we could talk to them about how that was.
Yeah, Spencer.
Besides nerve wracking,
right, Spencer was actually interviewed last time before our last concert. So, I also like to acknowledge, let people know that John Hammond will also be conducting. John is the retired band director from Warrenton High School, where he had a phenomenal program for many, many years, and one of the top in the state for a small school. And so it's been a pleasure to be able to share the podium with him, and he's still very, very active musically and brings a lot to it. But it'll be a nice program for everyone, mostly kind of classical music, pop concert type music, and very accessible and tuneful and fun.
Yeah, and totally fun. Yeah. And just the added element of the North Coast Symphonic Band performances is that we see our friends and neighbors there who have devoted time to make beautiful music for us. So that's the extra added attraction to all of this always. So one last time, I'm reminding you, Springtime in Paris, coming your way via the North Coast Symphonic Band on this Sunday, day after tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Performing Arts Center, which is at 16th and Franklin. I'm sure that you can get tickets at the door. Are there available tickets ahead of time? Do we need to worry about that? No. Available at the door, day of the concert. And the box office opens at 1 o'clock. So put it on your calendar, and we're going to listen to a little piece of music on the way out here. Tell us what we're going to be hearing.
This is the piece that, or an excerpt from the piece that we did last year featuring Lauren. Also another major flute work. It's the Chaminade Concertino, and I think it's queued up to start in the cadenza, so you can really, really get a chance to hear Lauren's beautiful sound on flute.
Okay, we're just going to get to hear a piece of it. It's a teaser. You know you're going to want to go. So I want to thank so much conductor David Becker. Thank you so much. And soloist Lauren Brady for coming in and talking to us about this. And we will all collectively see you on Sunday.
Thank you, Marie.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That was completely inspirational. And that was the North Coast Symphonic Band, conducted by David Becker and featuring flute soloist Lauren Brody. So I thank them so much for coming in today, and I'm reminding all of you that we are all collectively going to the Performing Arts Center on Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear the North Coast Symphonic Band concert, Springtime in Paris. But for right now, I'm welcoming you back to the studio. I'm Marianne, sitting in for Carol today on Arts Live and Local. Very happy to be here. Thanks, Carol. She'll be back next week. And I am welcoming in the studio Kristen Schock from the Clatsop Community College Arts Department, Instructor Kristen Schock. And I'm going to have you introduce our other guest to everybody. We're here to talk about Au Naturel, which is an annual event.
Yes, it is.
And it's an anticipated annual event of exceedingly high quality, and I'm so glad it's that time of year again. So if you would introduce us to everyone, and then I have some questions.
Oh, wonderful. Would you like me to introduce our artist here
today? I would love you to introduce our artist.
Well, I am so thrilled to be able to introduce my good friend Lisa Ackerman, who's actually been in the Au Naturel four times, which...
Wowie.
Yes, it's quite...
It's a tradition.
Yes, and she is a local artist here in town. Many of you probably know her. She does some wonderful, surrealistic artwork, oftentimes painting her figures in the guise of different gods and goddesses from different cultures. So
spectacular. Yes. I'm holding these fabulous prints of paintings that you can't see, but if you go on the Clatsop Community College website, which is clatsopcc.edu, you are going to be able to see pictures of all of the works that are in the show, which of course are spectacular in color on your monitor and cannot even vaguely be compared to actually seeing them in real life. So this is one of the things you really need to attend. But the first opportunity, I think, the show is hanging now. Is it available for viewing?
It's been up on the wall since the 21st.
Okay.
So it's been up for a couple weeks. And our opening will be this next Thursday, which is March 7th at 6 p.m. And our juror will be here, Clint Brown. He is Professor Emeritus at OSU. We're really excited to have him come in and talk to us about his selections. He had over 600 images to choose from this year.
Holy cow.
So it was quite a task to go through and select the work. We had some amazing artwork submitted, and he narrowed it down to 52, I believe. Is that right? Works of art. And he will also be giving a lecture the following morning, Friday, March 8th at 10 o'clock in Columbia Hall, room 219. He's giving a lecture entitled Nude versus Naked.
Great title.
Yeah,
and great way to think about it. I am encouraging folks to, clearly the show is hanging there and will be there for a little while, and we all have opportunities to get there in consideration of our own schedules. But the reception, which is next Thursday, the 7th at 6, is a chance to not only see the work, but also to meet the artists, and that is what makes reception so fabulous. So I encourage all of you to make a note of that. And if you're in your car, you're unable to make a note of it, just go to the Clatsop Community College website and get the details so that you don't miss any part of it. This particular show has become so renowned for the quality of the work that we all look forward to it every year. And it's your fourth year, Lisa, but you're being juried every single year.
Well,
right?
Well, 4 years.
Yeah.
Yes. And,
so,
and I think there were about seven, eight, or eight.
This is our seventh year this
wow.
year.
Wow. Oh, okay. Yes.
Wow.
And the painting that I have in right now is called Meditrina, and It's inspired by my great friend, Moss and Muse. And she's a very bold person. And I was, we were interested in taking a long walk at one point, and all of a sudden she decides to like derobe, you know, on the river walk. And so we decided to snap a bunch of photos, and we talked about the different god or goddess actually that she would be the more most likely to portray, and so that that turned out to be Mediterina, because she's a Roman person, and she's a very interesting wild person that and that really fits that description of that wine goddess.
It's a really beautiful painting, and it's got the tall ships in the background.
Oh, yes.
Which are fabulous.
The Hawaiian chieftain and the Lady Washington, uh-huh. Which I think everyone knows.
And
about.
At a kind of dusky time of day.
Yeah, and
a falcon?
Yes, and that's a falcon. And I incorporate totems into my paintings as much as I can. That one just felt very liberated to me, you know, and she travels all around the world. She goes to in many different countries to search out different inspirations, and it just seemed to fit with her personality. And I was so pleased with what she did for me. It was kind of a collaborative effort.
All right. Well, we get to see the real thing at the gallery. I also want to hear a little bit about the special gallery walk
that's
happening
right.
on Saturday the 9th.
This is our third year to do the Nudes Downtown in conjunction with the Au Naturel. And so we have quite a few of the venues. In fact, Lisa is also going to be exhibiting in which gallery?
Riversea.
At Riversea. Okay. Mm-hmm. For the Nudes Downtown event. And Lisa, do you want to talk about the, I think you have written down there,
oh, yes.
The other venues?
Imogen, Lightbox, Old Town Framing, Studio 11, Dots and Doodles, and Kala.
And Astoria Coffee House and Bistro, it says on here.
Oh, okay.
So,
I didn't get that one.
And this is in conjunction with Second Saturday Art Walk.
It is
right?
Part of the Second Saturday Art Walk.
So you're going to be able to go downtown and pick any one of these. If you go directly to Riversea or wherever you start, you pick up a map, and then so you don't have to remember all of this.
Right.
You can just wander through at your leisure with the map. And I think that this is a really great second chance to view all of these pieces of work art in a different setting, in a different light, and just a really great second chance. So I would say go to the reception, talk to the artists, and then definitely do the art walk on Saturday. So it's really kind of a not only ongoing, but you've got all of these special events with Mr. Brown doing Clint Brown doing his presentation, and that's on the 8th?
Yes, he'll also be speaking at the reception, of
okay.
course, but the following morning at 10 a.m., he will be giving a lecture in Columbia 219.
Okay. And it says, we'll also be exhibiting nudes in the lobby during performances of the Vagina Monologues.
That's right.
You are making this art so accessible. We have no excuse. There will be no whining about I didn't get a chance to see it, because you're having lots of chances to see it. And it really is really world-class quality art that we are very lucky to have in our little world here.
Well, it's been exciting to see it grow, and I've also been so appreciative of all the community support. In fact, Bridgewater Bistro is contributing hors d'oeuvres, Clemente's Restaurant is contributing hors d'oeuvres, Erickson's Floral will be providing flowers for us. So it's really nice to have such great community support.
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you could take a minute, Kristen, and tell us a little bit about the history of this particular, of Au Naturel, and whose idea it was and how it has come to be.
Well, it was my crazy idea. And everybody thought,
it really caught on.
This is crazy. How are we going to pull this off? But we've been really lucky to have such support from the community. And our first juror was Royal Nebaker, who really helped us get it off the ground. And we've had some great jurors ever since. Rick Bartow was a very special juror one year. He had a solo show in the gallery that academic year to kind of introduce his work to the community as well. And it's been really exciting.
Well, we're really lucky. And clearly, the entire community thought it was a great idea. We didn't think it was a crazy idea. We thought it was a great idea. So we will all be showing up to say thank you and look at this art. It is hanging now. So if there's just no way you can possibly make it to the reception on Thursday, March 7th at 6 o'clock, that's next Thursday, you can certainly go to the College Art Center Gallery at your convenience and see the art. Also make a note that you are going to want to go listen to Clint Brown speak, and that is on Friday, March 8th, 10 right. o'clock in the morning, and that's at Columbia Hall. And then another opportunity on Second Saturday Art Walk, which is March 9th. This show will be distributed amongst several galleries.
It's a different exhibit. It's not the same artwork.
All right. I wondered if it was sounded hugely laborious.
No. It's actually different artwork. Some of the same artists.
Okay.
But many, many others.
New pieces. So this
different
is
pieces.
Fabulous.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. And then again, even more pieces at the performances of Vagina Monologues.
They are different pieces. Although I think one of the artists from the Au Naturel will be putting his pieces down there.
Okay. And that would be, those two performances are on Friday the 8th and Saturday the 9th. So it's sort of art week.
Yes.
It's fabulous.
It's naked week. And I did want to say,
this is not a clothing optional event.
I just wanted to give a special thanks to Dwight Caswell for writing such a wonderful article that not only is featured in the Coast Weekend, but also it was posted on the OPB website, which I thought was so wonderful. So thank you, Dwight, if you're out there listening.
And thanks to both of you for coming in and telling us all about this. Kristen Schock and our featured artist, Lisa Ackerman, thank you both for coming. We look forward to seeing you and seeing all the art.
Thank you, Marianne.
I'm going to leave you with a little bit of music. And if you enjoy it, stay tuned, because I'm going to tell you afterwards where you can go to see these folks.
Backstage at a funeral, and all I can do is hiss. Teeth don't fit together anymore behind these lips. Thank you.
That was music from Stella Rondo, who, along with award-winning writer Rick Bass, is coming to, they are all, as a group, coming to the Liberty Theater to celebrate a new CD release. Rick Bass and Stella Rondo is the name of the CD. And that is happening on Friday, March 8th at 8 p.m. It is going to be stories and music. And so if you have not got a pencil and you're unable to write that down at this very minute, I encourage you to go to the Liberty Theater website, where you will find out about all of the details of that. For those of you who might be visiting or new to the area, the Liberty Theater is a beautiful restored theater on the corner of 12th and Commercial in downtown Astoria. So make a note, Stella Rondo and Rick Bass, an evening of stories and music at the Liberty on March 8th. And we'll try to make time to listen to another piece by Stella Rondo before we go. But for right now, I am so happy to welcome to the studio Kelly Ayers from Fire Mountain School. And you've brought a guest, Malia. Thank you so much for coming to tell us about the second annual Spring Luau. We're gonna get to see hula, eat ethnic foods, and a lot more. It's gonna be at the Nehalem Fire Hall, and it is on Saturday, March 9th. That's about a week, a little over a week from now, a week from tomorrow. And the Cannon Beach Chamber on Saturday, March 16th. Wowie, you're gonna do it twice. That is so great. And is this this is a fundraiser for Fire Mountain
Correct.
School?
Yes.
And you can find Fire Mountain School on the web. They have a website.
Yes.
So I did not find details on the website about this particular thing, but you can find out a lot about the school.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you, though, to tell us what's in store for us at these luaus.
Thank you. I want to turn that over to Malia. She's going to talk about the luau, and then I'll talk a little bit about Fire Mountain.
All right.
Aloha. Well, we are excited for our second annual luau here in Nehalem and in Cannon Beach. It's going to be really fun. We have a lot going on. First of all, the food, which I always love talking about. It's going to be crab cream cheese wontons, teriyaki chicken, Kahlua pork, and cabbage, which is actually a pulled pork. It's not like we put Kahlua in it, but it's how we cook it. So it's Kahlua pulled pork and cabbage, yakisoba noodles and steamed veggies, mac salad and rice. We're going to have gluten-free and vegetarian options. Our desserts are going to be pineapple cake with Lily Koi cream cheese frosting, which is a passion fruit.
This is just cruel.
I know. Well, I'm trying to get you at your stomachs first, so maybe you'll open up your wallets. And then for additional menu items paid separately would be the spicy tuna rolls, California rolls, Mai Tais, Fort George, Vortex. And then we're going to have fun events like Best Worst Tropical Wear, Hawaiian trivia, and then something really cute that we're doing this year is we're inviting the community to have their keikis or children come and dance the hula. So we're going to have classes the Wednesday before the event, and they're going to learn how to make two leis. They're going to get shells, learn how to dance the hula so they can perform it at the luau.
All right.
And so that'll be a lot of fun.
And do you have a hula troupe coming in?
Yes. At the Nehalem event, we're going to have Portland State University Hula Group. And they're bringing down 12 members. They're going to dance the hula from Maori to Tahitian, Samoan, and hula dancing. So it's going to be a very nice Polynesian mix. And then we're going to have live music by the Aloha Sons, Sons of Aloha Kanikapila Band from Portland. And then at the Cannon Beach Luau, we're going to have the same Sons of Aloha Kanikapila Band. And Molly and Sophia are going to be doing the hula. And Molly and Sophia are from Cannon Beach, so they're locals from Cannon Beach, which will be nice.
And they do a fantastic job. They performed last year, and
yes,
they're really fun to see.
Yes.
And I'm reminding you that the Nehalem event is at the Nehalem Fire Hall, and it's on Saturday, March 9th, and the Cannon Beach event is at the Cannon Beach Chamber on Saturday, March 16th. What time is this going on?
It starts at 5 o'clock for both events, and the dinner, live music will be till 6, and then the entertainment will start from 6 to 7:30, and then afterwards we'll have dancing music.
All right.
And people can buy tickets at the door, but we do recommend they try to get tickets in advance in case we do sell out.
And where would they do that?
They can call my my phone number at 503-828-9889.
Okay. All right. And this is all of this celebration and hard work that goes into making a celebration, and not only doing it, but doing it twice. You're a miracle. is all in support of Fire Mountain School. So, Kelly, tell us a little bit about the school for folks who don't know.
Thank you. Yes, everything, all the proceeds are going to our little school. This is our 30th year that we've existed. We are just south of Arch Cape. We have a preschool through sixth grade program at Fire Mountain. Right now, we have about 20 students there of mixed ages, and it's really wonderful to see how they mentor each other. It's a parent cooperative, so parents are involved in the school, as involved as they want to be. And it's just a wonderful program that really incorporates the outdoors. We're right on the edge of Oswald West Park, and kids can go and really explore the outside world at Fire Mountain.
Okay, it just sounds like so much fun. And you know what? It sounds like a little promise of summer. Like, you know, we get a little shot of summer before we actually have summer,
yes,
but we're ready for
yes,
it way yeah. before it gets here. So this is, you know, brilliant.
Well, when they're in the luau, we're going to have it all decorated with bamboo. So we'll turn the heat up and play the music and work all of our Hawaiian senses. So we'll pretend like we're in Hawaii for a few hours.
That's great. Mm-hmm. It'll be the tropics recreated.
And the Mai Tais are really good.
Yes. No mixes. It's all fresh.
That's
yes.
right.
All right. I'm reminding everybody, you have two chances. And actually, you have a chance to go twice.
Absolutely.
So, yes. You know, please yourself. But definitely make a note that March 9th, Nehalem Fire Hall, 5 o'clock. March 16th, these are two Saturdays. Cannon Beach Chamber, 5 o'clock. Fabulous food, live music, a very worthy cause. And I'm thank you so much, Kelly and Malia, both of you, for coming here and telling us about it. It sounds delicious. It's a very cruel time of day to be talking to us about right. food we're not going to get to have for
call
weeks.
Now and get your ticket.
Yes,
yeah, it'll that's
be,
right.
It'll be a lot of fun, a lot of food. You'll definitely be full when you leave.
Food, music, fun, dance, and a worthy cause.
Not
it's a
all.
Pretty dynamite combination.
And we'll have to-go orders, too. If people want to, they can't come for one reason or another. If they have to work, they can always order a to-go plate.
All right. Mm-hmm. There you go.
And do keep in mind it's the old Nehalem Fire Hall, not the new one.
Oh, okay. So, mm-hmm. Good information.
Now that we have two, we have to
that's right. You have two. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming.
Thank you.
Mahalo.
We're going to listen to a little bit of music from the Nathaniel Talbot Quartet, and then afterwards I'm going to tell you where you can hear them live.
Packed that old Volkswagen up with all that August might demand of us, and a healthy dose of abandon comes wrapped up with all new loves. No more singing lullabies from all these dusty trail guides. There's wanderlust and countryside to sew inside each other. No one else with whom I'd share my life inside this ghetto. But I know there's homes that aren't made of metal. Seen them in movies. screens and magazines where the lovers make you jealous. Speckled foothills, like a tourist in a glass tunnel. When it sets, I know the sun will leave a glow upon my concrete destination. Lucid dreams, I know I must wake up from this dream ride. Jerk the wheel and shatter the sky. With whom I'd share my life inside this kettle. But I know there's homes that aren't made of metal. Seen them in movie screens and magazines where the lovers make you jealous.
That was the Nathaniel Talbot Quartet. And if you loved that music and would like to see them live, you have an opportunity to do that on this coming Sunday. Fort George Brewery, you know where it is, 15th and Duane, downtown Astoria, Nathaniel Talbot Quartet live, right here in our own neighborhood. Right now, it is my very great pleasure to introduce to all the listeners to Arts Live and Local, Hannah and Harry Griever, who are here to represent the Griever Family exhibit that's coming our way at the Cannon Beach Gallery. And it opens today, so it's there hanging now. And it's going to be running for 1 month through April 1st. There's a reception coming up tomorrow, Saturday the 2nd, from 5 to 7, which is your opportunity to meet the artists. There's going to be live guitar music because your son Paul is going to be playing music, right? We're going to hear some of that recorded music after we have a chance to visit with each other. But not only the two of you are exhibiting, but Lotta is going to have some illustrations there. So tell us a little bit about what we're going to be seeing.
Well, we've got the whole family. Of course, there's the old folks, and then Peter, who's an artist who lives in Portland. He'll have some of his acrylics and watercolors. And then Lotta, of course. And then we've got a grandson who's now 13 who does jewelry.
Really? Mm-hmm. And what is his name?
That's Connor. Okay. That's Lotta's son.
Oh, my gosh. He is not 13.
Well, he just turned 16.
Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking, where could he come from? But he's Lotta's. Okay. And then we have Paul playing music.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's coming up from California especially for that.
You guys are an arts force in the world. It's fabulous. So the Cannon Beach Gallery, I should let everybody know, and I suspect that you do, but there is a really nice website for the Cannon Beach Gallery. So if any of the things we're talking about kind of escape you in terms of the details, that's a way to remind yourself exactly when the show is, where the gallery is, and when the reception is, because the reception is always that's the opportunity to do more than look at just the art, which in itself is enough of a reason to go there, but to be able to talk to the artists and see the art imparts that extra piece to the experience that always makes me want to try really hard to go to the receptions. You always learn more about what you're seeing when you get a chance to talk to the people who created it. So I have a Hannah Grieve hanging on my wall at home.
We have a few of those too.
I bet you do. So we're going to get to see a whole lot of kind of the gamut of fine art there. Between illustrations and paintings and drawings, and that's great. What else do we need to know about that? We're gonna
This is new work. It's almost all of it was just within the last little over a year.
Wow.
And Hannah's the one that I'm most impressed with because she has a lot of big new oils. And as I get older, I keep working smaller and smaller.
And you're getting bigger. And you're getting expansive.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Well, we're going to go there and decide what it means to us as we look at them. And Peter specializes in watercolors. Is that correct?
Yeah, he does watercolor, and he also does some acrylics.
Okay. All right. And Connor does jewelry. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Peter also is trained as a jeweler, and he has things, Dragonfire Gallery in Cannon Beach. And so Connor saw him working and started picking up on it, and he actually amazed Peter because of what he was able to do I guess he was about 10 at that time. And he just keeps expanding what he's able to do.
Well, he's 13. Just think of all the time he has. That's impressive. Tell us a little bit about the Cannon Beach Gallery, because it's kind of an exceptional art gallery, I think.
Nonprofit. It's a local art organization that also does more than just have their gallery. They've sponsored so many things in the past, like the programs in the park. They have a school program that they do. I'm very impressed with it, having a background coming out of a big art center, to see what that they can do in a little town the size of Cannon Beach. And I think they have a very nice gallery space, and I'm amazed at the shows that they're able to put on.
The shows are really top-notch.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
I go in every time, and I have to keep saying I'm impressed.
That's a good thing to be able to say. Mm-hmm. The website is cannonbeacharts.org, and if you have not been to the gallery, that's the place to maybe get a little bit of an introduction to it. You can get directions, and you can get all of the specific details about this show and much more that's going on through the Cannon Beach Arts Association. So I encourage you to go to the website. It's useful. It's very informative. I'm reminding you that this is the reception for this show, which is opens as of today, is tomorrow night, 5 to 7, live guitar music and libations and appetizers, it tells me here. As if fabulous art and music were not enough to get us there. They're going to feed you and give you something to drink. Your chance to visit with the artists, the entire Griever clan. Is there anybody in the family not represented in this show? I doubt it.
I think we've got everybody that's living.
I think you've got everybody represented. It's going to be really, really fun. I know that the folks who listen to Arts Live and Local are probably very familiar with the Griever family art. And this is really a unique. I don't recall ever a chance to see all of you in one place at one time. So this is pretty neat. So I'm reminding you, tomorrow night, 5 to 7, Cannon Beach Gallery. That's the reception, but you do have an entire month to go see this particular show, so I encourage you to do that. And we are going to go out with some music from Paul. I have a CD here, and I will tell you all about it when we get back. And thanks so much to Harry and Hannah Grieve for coming and talking to us about this. And we'll see you down there tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Thanks.